So, when you're in the bathroom, you straighten your hair with a comb or a...
You mean a brush?
Mm-hmm. Brush. So you do what your hair?
Brush his hair. Well, I don't need to do that.
Probably need just a washcloth.
Right. Washcloth it.
What about the... Getting back to things you might have played around with as a child, something. Suspended from lemon tree with ropes, you know, with a
swing.
Swing.
Had several types of swings, you know. We'd have
sandbag swings or a bag swing.
Bag swing.
And
regular swing.
With the board put in ropes and then the
tire swings.
Tire swings.
If you were using coal as fuel, say in a stove, what might you keep the coal in inside next to the stove?
We call that the coal scuttle.
What did that look like?
Well, it was had a lip on it, and it was a looked like a bucket at this side with a spout or lip.
What about the I remember if I asked you about this or not, but the pipe that goes from the stove to the chimney fire?
Mm-hmm.
Did I ask you about that?
The stove pipe, yeah, we went into that last night.
Well, what about this thing that you might use around the yard for yard work? It has a single wheel on the front and a couple of handles you push with. You can put things in it.
Wheelbarrow.
Or something like that.
Or a wheelbarrow.
A lot of the country people are wheelbarry.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called anything other than wheelbarrow?
Oh, I've heard it called several other things. But in this area, you know, called Irish ignorance. I mean, it's been called many things. But
knew what I mean.
No.
Never heard it called a Georgia buggy, I guess.
Mm-mm.
If you had an axe that you wanted to put an edge on, this big thing that was usually operated by a foot pedal, turn around, you know, you could sharpen your axe like that.
Mm-hmm. That was always the sharpening stone.
Whetstone. Mm-hmm.
Well, whetstone usually is more refers to the small one.
Small one. But I can remember the men out in Farmington. Mm-hmm. Using those with them.
Mm-hmm.
Whetstone was handheld?
Yes, that's the small stone, the whetstone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we referred to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one was the, you know, big sharpening stone out there.
Ever heard it called grindstone?
Well, grindstone, yes. Sharpening grindstone.
And the vehicle?
Grinding wheel.
The vehicle that I drove up in, you refer to that as the...
Your car.
Car. Anything else around here?
Automobile now, but it used to be your car.
Mm-hmm. What if my car developed several squeaks in it? I might take it to a service station, tell them to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Service it or grease it. Is
mm-hmm. And if you got that...
Check it out.
If you got that grease on your hands, you'd say your hands were
dirty
or
greasy. I mean,
and while you're at the service station, you might tell the attendant to look up under the hood and check the
oil, check the water, check the oil.
Some people in this area say greasy or greasy. Which is proper.
Which
I always thought greasy.
Greasy. But now I think coming in more usage, just I want my car serviced. I mean, you know, a general term. But used to.